Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, as well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart, located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. Good afternoon from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for this hour. In Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, Dorian Morgan Lacey has entered a no-contest plea to charges in two separate cases. In case 2680SP, Lacey pleaded no contest to an amended charge of failure to report an accident. The factual basis presented involved a vehicle found February 10th in Grant Township with over $1,000 crash damage that was not reported to authorities. The plea agreement for this charge includes fines and costs. For case 26-169SM, Lacey had also pleaded no contest malicious use of telecommunications device. This charge stems from a December 7, 2025 incident in Chandler Township where Lacey sent text messages threatening to assault a complaining witness with a firearm. The agreement for this case involves a 120-day delay of sentence. Upon satisfactory completion, the conviction will be entered as disturbing the peace and Lacey must complete the Thinking Matters program. Judge Ferris accepted the no-contest plea. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, May the 28th at 10 a.m. following a probation interview and recommendation. And authorities on Saginaw Bay have recovered bodies of three missing fishermen after an overnight search in the waters off Bay County. The U.S. Coast Guard says Chris Whitmer, Ron Whitmer, and Chris Whitmer Sr. were reported overdue Tuesday night after they failed to return from a fishing trip near the area known as the Black Hole, offshore from Pinconning. Search teams located the group's overturned boat late Wednesday morning in Saginaw Bay between Linwood and Pinconning. Crews later recovered all three men from the water. Investigators have not yet released details on what caused the boat to capsize or how the men died. The fishermen had launched earlier Tuesday from Gamble's Landing. The Coast Guard says the investigation into that incident remains active, but anyone with any information connected to this case is urged to contact the Coast Guard sector in Detroit. In mid-Michigan, voters have filled a long-vacant state Senate seat. Chedrick Green has won the special election for the 35th District, restoring representation to parts of Saginaw, Bay, and Midland counties after more than a year. Green, a Marine veteran and local fire captain, campaigned on lowering costs for residents, including tax relief for low-income households, expanding access to affordable housing, and protecting programs like Medicaid, free pre-K, and school meals. His victory helps Democrats in control of the Michigan Senate. Green also becomes first African American elected to represent that district. Republican candidate Jason Tooney, an attorney and former prosecutor, focused his campaign on reducing taxes and increasing government transparency. Green says Tooney conceded the race and thanked him for his campaign. The seat has been open since early 2025 when former state senator Kristen McDonald-Rivett left to serve in Congress. Governor Gretchen Whitmer called the special election after legal pressure from residents seeking representation. Tuesday's results is temporary. Voters will return to the polls in November for a full-term decision. But the outcome could influence legislative negotiations and the state budget in the months ahead. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting. It's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9kW to 26kW. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And we're back with more news. Organizers for the Detroit Grand Prix have begun the final stages of track assembly for the upcoming race set for May 29th through 31st. The event marks a continued tradition of bringing high-speed IndyCar racing directly to the city's downtown core, attracting thousands of spectators. City officials noted that the event is expected to provide a significant boost to the local economy, particularly for hospitality and retail businesses. Traffic detours have been established to accommodate the temporary street circuit construction. And an appeals court in South Korea has reduced the prison sentence of the country's former prime minister to 15 years. The official has been convicted in a high-profile insurrection trial that captivated the nation last year. The court cited a lack of direct evidence for some of the more severe charges as the reason for the reduction. The decision has sparked a mix of relief and protest among the South Korean public, highlighting deep political divisions within that country. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, as well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day.
Hi, this is Mark from McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Summer is right around the corner, and that means graduations, weddings, and more. If you're looking for that perfect gift or a special way to remember your event, we also offer custom wood-burn portraits. We can take that favorite image and turn it into a beautiful wood-burn, customized portrait made to last. Imagine your loved one in their graduation gown or their engagement picture on their gift table for everyone to see. Custom portraits start at $15 for a 5x7 unframed and $20 framed. $20 for an 8x10 unframed and $25 framed. Call 989-551-5192 for more details. Or stop into McBoove's Mini Mart and talk to Mark or Misty Monday or Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 5.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting. It's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989 529-8167.
And that has been a look at your news for this afternoon. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.